Adult Learning is sponsored by the Isle of Wight Council. If you would like to know more, email ian.mac@vectisradio.fm or take a look at the 4Ps section on our website.
Hello, I'm Terry, and you're listening to my Game Gems podcast. When you think of popular mobile games from the 2010s, you'd usually expect simplistic, gaudy, and high-action games to be dominating the charts. But there was once a very different mobile game from this era that became something of a surprise hit, and to many, a cult classic. A game known as Plague Inc. Originally released in 2012 on iOS and Android devices, Plague Inc. is a very unique game where you constantly have a view of the entire world map and have to create a deadly disease to gradually wipe out all of humanity. To increase the spread of your disease, you must evolve it so it can be more easily carried by different animals who will spread it to nearby humans, or you can also evolve your disease to have an increased chance of spreading via public transport. But more importantly, you must also evolve your disease to withstand cold and hot temperatures to further increase its spread across harsher climates, and to resist various medical drugs so that it is more difficult for humanity to develop a cure for your disease. And in order for your disease to overwhelm humanity and spread quickly, you must also evolve your disease's symptoms, with effects as mild as coughing and sneezing, to conditions as lethal as complete organ failure. But be careful choosing when to evolve your disease's symptoms, as doing so too early will cause humanity to detect it sooner and develop a cure in no time. Rather than just one type of disease, you have many different types of pathogens to choose from, all having their own unique traits and different ways of spreading. You start off with bacteria, then gradually unlock virus, fungus, parasite, prion, the mechanical nanovirus, and finally the deadly bioweapon. But there are also pathogens with much more unique methods of infection. The Nurax worm, which directly controls its host's brain, the Necroa virus, a seemingly normal virus that secretly turns the dead into zombies, the Shadow Plague, a strange disease that creates vampires, and the simian flu, a lab-created disease that grants apes increased intelligence, also a special movie tie-in to Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Plague Inc. was the number one most paid app for the iPhone and iPad during the game's initial launch, and was consistently one of the top 10 best-selling iPhone games in the US over several years, being downloaded over 160 million times. The game was praised for its frighteningly realistic simulation of diseases being spread, particularly by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, who were impressed by the game for raising public awareness of diseases in an unconventional way. Plague Inc. later received a remastered version of the game on home computers in 2015, under the title Plague Inc. Evolved, including all of the original game's content along with new features like a multiplayer mode. Plague Inc. even received a board game adaptation in 2017, but when the COVID-19 pandemic struck the world in 2020, Plague Inc. received a new game mode known as Plague Inc. The Cure for free, until the real-world virus was under control, with this game mode turning the tables and making it so you have to slow the spread of the disease by informing the public and develop a cure in time before too many people fall to the illness or too many choose not to comply with the imposed restrictions. And much more recently, by the end of 2025, the game received a new mode known as Outbreak Mode, a daily challenge mode where a pre-selected disease with random traits is chosen and you must navigate around its strengths and weaknesses. Following the success of Plague Inc., the game's developer Endeavor Creations went on to create new games following the same naming convention, Rebel Inc. and After Inc., both having similar user interfaces to Plague Inc., but ultimately having very different themes and gameplay respectively. But those games will have to wait for now, as I will tell you all about them another time. Join me again next time.